So in terms of people deciding that they are going to forgive themselves, what do they need to bring to that? How do you approach that in a way where you just don't go into this toxic shame, but instead can have a constructive kind of way of helping yourself?
Well, it really helps, and it's pretty key, to have some kind of a spiritual source, mm-hmm. some kind of relationship with a higher power, whether you're calling it God or goddess or universe or Jesus or higher power or soul. Yeah. It's the personality, the personal self, which has fallen out of integrity with itself, where mm-hmm. like one part of you is going this way and one part of you is going this mm-hmm. way, and you're not together, kind of mm-hmm. like when you were driving that day. Yeah. And the soul part of us is unified and whole. Mm-hmm. It's elegant. It's uncluttered. It's universal. It's beyond the limits of this space and time. And it has abundant love and grace and light to share with us. So we need to take our little clumsy personality to this higher self for this important conversation around self-forgiveness every now and then, and bring ourselves together. So the more of a prayer practice or meditation practice or contemplation practice you have where you are really trying to connect with the larger self, the more successful you'll be on a moment when you need to go to the higher self and say, please forgive me. Mm-hmm. Please forgive me because I messed up and I'm sorry. And please help me with this. And mm-hmm. please take this tendency away from me and teach me better. Thank you very much. That's kind of how it goes. Mm. So the more natural you are with that relationship, the more readily you'll be able to go there and know that you're going to feel a shift of relief and also kind of taking the next step forward.
And this is about relief. This is about feeling better, not just ignoring things or excusing or whatever, but it's about really growing and learning and being brighter and happier.
The most elegant version of you.
The most elegant version of you. I love that.
That's what forgiveness gives us.
Excellent.
The ability to step forward into the most elegant version of us.